Topic, not realizing that most people listening will fail to understand it. That's a geek out. This is the show, the Geek Out Show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a special episode of the Geek Out Show. I'm here with my host, co-host.
With the mo-host.
The co-hostess with the mostest.
Seth.
Damn, I didn't even introduce myself. This is Gil. What's up? I'm fucking up. This is why I don't run the show. So anyways, we're going to do a special episode where actually this is our second annual top 10 big episode. We did one last year. This is our second one doing one, but we're actually going to expand upon that idea and go into like a couple other categories. You want to start off with figs or did you want to lead up to figs?
I would say lead up to figs since we're going to do our top three. Basically, for all our other categories that we have
other
for
the
show,
figs.
Other than figs. Figs is top 10.
How about we kind of follow the way that we do our show, so we can start off with comics first and do everything else like that, and then but we'll do figs last. So let's start off with comics, man. What's your top three comic pickups? Doesn't have to be necessarily comics that came out this year, but top three comic pickups this year.
Okay. Do you want to do my three, then your three, or you want me to just do all
three? Let's do one and one. Okay. You can start off with 3, 2, 1. We'll start off like that, descending order.
Okay. So my number three is Immortal Hulk. Number one. I know it's not an expensive book, you know, but it's just, you know, I got the Hulk back. So it meant a lot to me to finally get a Hulk book back. And it's actually a pretty fucking good story so far. So
Bruce Banner Hulk.
Yeah, Bruce Banner Hulk. Exactly. Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. Should clarify. Bruce Banner Hulk. Yeah.
I knew what you were getting at, but for the listeners out there that don't know, Seth he loves Bruce Banner Hulk. He wasn't a fan of Amadeus Cho Hulk.
Not at all.
He doesn't really care for She-Hulk, how they're trying to really make She-Hulk a thing either right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, they made her, like, all buff and shit. Like, she probably got one of them fat-ass clits and shit. Like,
oh, jeez, why'd you have to go there? Jesus Christ.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I have a sick fucking mind, I guess. I don't know.
Is it an oversized clit? Is it an undersized dick? Who knows?
Who knows, man? But she got that type of body
somewhere
right
in between.
Now,
somewhere in between.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. But yeah, I'm just happy I got some Bruce Banner Hulk, and he's a fucking monster killer, and it's fucking dope. So yeah, that's my number three. What about yours?
My number three is actually Shattered Grid, or Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 25, Shattered Grid. Mm. The thing that kicked it all off. But the Green Ranger helmet variant.
Okay.
Now, ding! You know what? For most of these, for all three, I'm going to have to shout out Juan over at CFA. There's not an episode that goes by that I don't shout this man out.
Shout to Juan.
To Juanito. He hooked it up. I think I was just like helping him around the shop or something like that, and then like he tossed it at me, and luckily like I caught it. Like it's in really good condition, nothing wrong with it. Of course, it's like 9.8 status, more or less. It's like 9.8. Just I haven't got it graded or anything like that, but this is something that I would like to get signed by JDF, of course, and then send it in to get slabbed. But yeah, it's one of my definitely top three, but bottom three because my next two. Ooh, man, they
nasty.
They definitely some grails. So I guess I should keep it going with my number two, right? And then you can.
Well, actually, let me do my number two because
Fuck you, bro.
I'm sorry, bro. You led me into it. So my number two is Shattered Grid, and it is the blind bag.
Oh, you son of a bitch! I forgot that you got that, bro. Yeah. That was a nice one.
This was actually my first time really. I didn't know anything about it, which was what made it awesome for me. And they were blind bags, so I was kind of excited to see what I got. They only had one left. Unfortunately, I actually had to get Gil to get it from CFA to get me two more. But yeah, I got one, and I just so happened to pull the 1-in-100 variant, and couldn't have been happier. It's the Saba variant is what a lot of people call it.
Yeah, that thing's definitely fucking nasty. It's fucking, oh Jesus. Yeah. It's a really nice fucking book.
Yeah, so that was my number two. So Power Ranger Shattered Grid 25. And it's a good fucking story too.
It is. It's an amazing story. Kind of sucks though. I mean, because the book sold out at the distributor level, and then they did a second printing. It sold so well, but every issue after that didn't sell as well. Like, everybody just hopped on it because of the helmets. And, of course, you know, people being flippers, of course, and trying to capitalize off the Power Range. I mean, there's flippers in everything. No matter what, figs, comics, video games, everything. But, like, yeah, some of it had to do with nostalgia, and then other had to do with, like, scalpers and flippers and all that other shit.
Yep.
Like, me, personally, I just wanted a set. I just wanted a whole entire set.
Well, the same thing. Yeah, it was the same thing that happened with the helmet covers the first time.
Yeah, the original ones. Yeah, I only have the Red Ranger of the original one. Yeah. And I'm still missing the Blue Ranger of the Shattered Grid one. I just haven't picked it up. I'll pick it up one day.
It's pretty cheap now.
I'm not too pressed on it, to be honest.
Yeah, so that's what's up. What about your number two? Go ahead, get into it.
Oh, number two would be... I would say my birthday gift that Juan gave me. It's a CGC 9.8 Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Shattered Grid. but it's the Humberto Ramos variant, and it's signed by Humberto Ramos as well.
Nice.
And then I don't know if I told you this, but Juan is actually really good friends with Humberto Ramos, and especially his handler.
Yeah.
And so like one, like over at Comic-Con, man, we were actually like there chopping it up and bullshitting with Humberto Ramos for about a good hour and a half.
Yeah, we were that's like, tight.
We were behind the booth, behind the table in the booth with him, just like bullshitting with him.
Yeah, that's cool.
I didn't want to be like a fanboy and be like, oh my God, let me get your picture. But like, I did want to, but I was like, Juan's like, dude, don't do it. Don't do it. Like,
You kept it cool.
Yeah. So, but yeah, he's like another time, not at Comic Con. He goes another time, another con. I was like, all right, for sure.
Tight.
So that was my number two. What about you? What's your number one?
All right. So my number one is my 2006 Hulk number one sketch cover, with the Hulk sketched on it by no other than Ed McGuinness. That was a mouthful.
That's badass.
That's what she said. I went to MegaCon over here. Ed McGuinness was there. We were first in line waiting, and got a sketch from.
Yeah, that was definitely badass, dude. When you sent it to me, I was like, "Holy fucking shit!"
Yeah, and he didn't charge me anything. It was just first in line gets a sketch, and that's it. So that was dope. And
the only thing that would have made it better if it was CGC.
Yeah. Well, I actually had I'm having issues with CGC because Megacon always has witnesses.
Yeah.
they always have witnesses on deck. And I found a witness and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to try to get a sketch from Ed McGuinness, you know, around this time. Now, mind you have to wait in line, you know, sometimes they're late. He was a little late, but the guy never even showed in the first place. So it was kind of like bullshit. And this is not the first time I've had an issue with CGC showing up. And, you know, it's just, you know, it sucks because, you know, you want to get something that precious slabbed and grade it.
But you could do CBCS.
Yeah, I can do CBCS.
They'll acknowledge it.
They will acknowledge it. And even CGC for an extra large fee, they will acknowledge the signature, not the sketch, but the signature, which I was like, that's stupid. So even with evidence, you know, even with a picture, like if I went in with a picture of him drawing the motherfucking thing or a video of him drawing the motherfucking thing, that still does not count for a CGC.
Really?
Really. So,
it's kind of bullshit.
It really is. So I was like, you know, whatever. I know it's legit. It's in my collection. I'm never going to sell it. So I was like, fuck it, whatever. And that's my number one, man. What about you?
I think, you know,
I do. Number one's gonna be. But I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to play it. Hold on. Let's do it again. What's your number one, Gil? I have no idea.
You're a lying piece of shit. You know what the fuck it is. And you're not even going to edit this either. No, it's not good, man. It's my Torment number one. My Spider-Man Torment number one. That's CGC 9.8. And then I had, I was lucky enough and had the awesome experience to meet Stan Lee before he passed away over at Silicon Valley Comic Con back in April. No, end of March, beginning of April, somewhere around there. I forget exactly the date. Anyways, got to meet him, got his signature on the book, and then the lady Sharon from Celestial Comics, she was awesome enough to offer getting Todd McFarlane to sign it as well. So I have both Stan Lee and Todd McFarlane's signature on it. Todd McFarlane only does private signings.
Out of his home, or out of the office.
Or the office. So she's all like, oh, yeah. She goes, I'm going to get a bunch of books and take them over to Todd. He'll sign it for you, blah, 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 and we'll, you know, send it to you out, like, after it gets back from him. I'm like, all right, no problem.
Tell me that wasn't the longest fucking wait of your life.
Dude, it was, because I literally got it back, like, 2 weeks before Stan passed away.
That's crazy.
And that was just, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
So, like, it honestly took me, like, 8 months to get that motherfucker back. Because the signing with McFarlane was in July.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wait like 3 months just for it to get signed by Todd. Then I had to wait like another 3 to 4 months to get it back from CGC.
Damn.
But I mean, that's honestly the turnaround is about 3 to 4 months. Yeah. And that's what it is. So
it's crazy. But yeah. Hey.
But getting that 9.8 though, and I got it for only $1. So I was super juiced about that. Is like I just got it from a lot on eBay. Like, I didn't even find it. Like, I think I might have even got it less for $1 because, like, it was, like, a lot of, like, 100 books for, like, $25 or $30.
That's less than $1. You got it for cents.
Yeah, basically. And then for it to be a 9.8, fuck. I couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I'm super juiced. But, I mean, it's something that's going to stay in my collection. And then I'm honestly going to pass it down to my daughter.
Nice. You know,
if I pass away or whatever, or just if I get older, I'll give her. I'm going to basically give her all my stuff.
Yeah.
Say, here, either keep it or sell all the daddy shit and make some money off of it. Up to you.
Yeah, it's the same thing in my book. Well, either that or I'm going to wait till they're 16 and I'm going to sell it all and get them a car.
There you go.
Either way, they're both going to get a nice hoopty.
That's what I was going to say. Just get them a hoopty. Fuck stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to go ahead and hop into anime?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into anime. So I took it as our top three animes we watched this year.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, like, it's very
I think I know what your number one and what your number two is gonna be.
Yeah, I think it's an easy guess. But guess my number three.
Number three?
And I'll try to guess your number three.
I'm thinking your number three is gonna be Attack on Titan.
Nope. I actually did not watch it this year.
Well, I thought you were watching a little
bit. I watched a couple episodes and then I fucking fell off.
Okay.
Nature reviews were too good. It ruined the show for me.
Baki the Grappler, number three.
Nope.
Oh, well, then I don't know, bro. I honestly don't know.
Okay. Well, number three is actually going to be the seven deadly sins. Because
oh, dude, that was actually going to be my next guest, to be honest. Fuck.
So the only reason, I mean, I haven't watched much anime this year, to be honest. I'm slacking, but I started watching Tokyo Ghoul. I started watching Baki. I started watching Seven Deadly Sins. And out of the three, in all honesty, Seven Deadly Sins had the most rewatch value for me. Like, I kept going on the episodes. Like, you know what I mean?
You wanted to watch the next one. And the
yeah,
next one,
exactly. And the next one. I just wanted to keep going with it.
It was
so.
binge-worthy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Yeah. But yeah, so it was just... That's why that's number three on my list. And the reason it's at three is because the other two are just too fucking good. So let me see. Let me try to guess your number three.
Go for it.
Your number three, I would say, would be Dragon Ball.
Bravo.
All right.
Dragon Ball Super. Yes,
yeah. And the only reason I said that is because I think I know you're number one and number two, too. So
I bet you don't.
Okay.
Let's I'll put money that in.
All right cool then. All right. So you guys, my number two.
Your number two? Well, yeah. It's going to either be. Don't say either.
Be, just tell one. Just say one.
My Hero.
No.
Okay. Then it's Dragon Ball.
Yep.
And then your number one is My Hero.
Yep. Damn.
Simple enough.
I was going to say your number two is Tokyo Ghoul and your number one is My Hero.
Oh, hey, dude, you know me. Hey, that's why you're my brother.
That's why we bros, homie. That's what's up. Gay. Hell yeah. But it ain't gay if you gay, though, so.
Get booped by a gay. like Adrian says.
But yeah, so the thing is Dragon Ball was kind of ending and then My Hero came in.
Yeah. It didn't come in the hottest because remember I was like, bro, yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
The first
like,
couple episodes.
It was just that first recap episode was trash. And then then they had like one kind of like bullshit episode in the middle.
Uh-huh.
But that was like when like they were like on strike in Japan, but other than that, every single episode was fucking great.
Yeah, yep, and it was just
some
I don't know.
Some were better than others. Some were better than others, but I would honestly say that like other than like two episodes, like every single episode was like I'd say like a 7, 7.5 or higher.
Yeah,
constantly 7, 7.5 high or higher.
Yeah, I agree with that,
and that's hard in the anime because. Like, like Dragon Ball Super, for instance.
Yeah.
Not to talk shit, but there were episodes where
that tournament went off.
It wasn't,
that tournament was
exactly.
Long,
they
dumb long.
They could have cut out a lot of shit. They could have cut out a lot of shit. And yeah.
Speaking of, there's that edited version that's like 3 hours long, where they edited down a lot.
Now,
the filler.
if that's what the season was,
yeah,
probably be number one. To be honest.
Yeah,
but it's not. And then Tokyo Ghoul, it's been amazing so far. It's still not done technically.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched this week's episode, but it's amazing. It's great. They started earlier this year. There was part one of season three. Right now it's season two.
Mm-hmm.
Or part two of season three. And between the two different parts, there's been about a 10-year jump in time, which is kind of like what the fuck, but if you've been with it since the very first episode,
you get it
and you appreciate it, just because in the beginning of season three, the first half, you get introduced to all kinds of new characters. Kaneki's basically a whole entire different person.
Yeah.
But towards the end, his character evolves and changes so much, and he starts going back to what he was and more in season one and two. And then in the end, or like, well, part two of season three, you just have so much appreciation and you get so hyped to see all the characters from season one and two meeting up with the characters from part one of season three. And it's just so amazing to see characters together, fighting against each other, fighting with each, like, on the same side and all this other shit. You just, man, it's
just like, total
fucking fan service. Total fucking fan service, bro.
Yeah. Sometimes you just love it. Sometimes you just need to be serviced, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, so like one thing that I love that always comes back is that the day that Jason tortured him.
Yeah.
That changed him for life, bro. And the whole entire thing where he like cracks and like breaks his finger or whatever.
Yeah.
He still does that shit before every single fight when it's time to get serious. Like he does it to, like,
kind of like
get
himself
psyched.
Kind of like when Deku like bit his finger and shit.
Yep. Yeah, like he does it before every single serious fight. Like it's,
I think
it's time for no more bullshit. Let's go.
Do you have a little thing like that before you fold somebody at the club? Do you like slap yourself in the face or something like?
I crack my neck and I throw my arms back and forth.
Oh, all right. Okay. There you go. So it is a thing.
Trying to stretch out real quick. Try to be a little loose.
All right. Okay. Tight. But yeah, I don't know. I'm the same way with My Hero. It was just really fucking good.
My Hero is just. It set the bar. Set the bar for everything. For all the anime.
It really did. So cool. Let's go ahead and get into video games.
Okay. Let me start this thing off because I think you played more games than what I played.
Actually, so, I want to say no.
I think you did though, to be honest.
All right.
So let me real quick. So is this just for console games?
No.
Yeah,
no,
let's
video games. No.
I'm not gonna do mobile gaming. That's lame.
Okay.
Number three for me is gonna be Tekken 7.
Okay.
Because that's out of all the fighting games, Street Fighter was bullshit. It was more for online. We didn't get a lot of the characters like original release characters. Everything was more aimed towards the online gaming community rather than story or playing against somebody else. So that was kind of bullshit. Mortal Kombat, I think, came out last year, the end of last year. But either way, like, I can't remember if it came out end of last year, beginning of this year. Either way, I didn't like how it was basically just everyone's fucking kids, and Shao Kahn wasn't in it. It was Kotal Kahn rather than Shao Kahn, and there's all kinds of other stuff. Like, I just didn't like it. I didn't care for it a whole lot. Just out of all the main fighting games, because, like, I feel like the big three, Tekken, Street Fighter, and Mortal Kombat, Tekken 7 stuck true to, like, the original roots, and they had more characters than, you know, the other two, as far as, like, original without DLC and all that other shit.
Yeah.
And just with DLC and everything else,
plus
I like it. Plus, yes, that was going to be the next point that I was going to get to. Another big proponent was, I love Akuma. Yeah, so him being a playable character and story mode and versus and all this other bullshit. And then also the whole entire customization factor where, you know, you could, like, well, I did a thing where I made basically a Ghost Rider type Akuma. It was pretty fucking sick. And then you could do a Dia de los Muertos. Like, you could just do a whole bunch of different shit. Whatever you're into, they basically have, like, a costume or some type of, like, mask or some shit where you can make your, like, whatever character you want look a particular certain way, whatever you want to do. Like, if you want to have, like I just said, I made fucking Akuma into fucking Ghost Rider. Like, you can make his hair into fucking fire. And then
that's pretty fucking tight.
Yeah, he had, like, a Dia de los Muertos fucking face paint, leather jacket, denim jeans, boots, and all that other shit.
That's pretty fucking tight.
Yeah. And then Yoshimitsu was fucking dope as fuck, bro. The way that you could customize him. Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Tight.
What about you? What's your number three?
My number three. Okay, this is gonna be funny and you're gonna laugh, but my number three is God of War, and that's just
get the fuck out of here. You didn't even play it.
I know, but I was so hyped for the game. That is my number three. Because it's just a fucking awesome game. Period. That's it.
It's so great that you didn't even play it for sure.
It's so great I didn't play. I know that sounds weird, bro, but yeah, I know that sounds fucking weird. But look, I haven't played much gaming this year. I've been so busy and shit with everything.
You know what? I think you're right. I think I did play more games than you did, and that's fucking sad.
Yeah, it is fucking sad. But you know, I still watch a lot of gameplay on it and shit like that. If I would have played it, it still would probably be my number three. So that's why it's my number three.
Okay. My number two is actually God of War. And the only reason why it's my number two is because I didn't finish it. I'm only halfway done. I think if I would have finished it, it would have been my number one, to be honest. So by, you know, technicalities, I can't give it that number one slot because I didn't beat it and I didn't finish it. So yeah. I gave my number one to a game that I did beat from beginning to end. However, okay. I did not play the DLC for my number one. But number two, God of War, fucking amazing. I love the whole entire graphics, the fighting, the whole entire story with the sun, all that other shit. I already know the rest of the story, but I just need to take the time to actually sit down and beat it myself.
Okay.
What's your number two?
My number two is Spider-Man. I'm only 35%.
Again, didn't really play it, but okay.
I'm 35%. That's decent.
A third of the way done.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, by technicality, it has to be my number two because it's the second game I played the most this year. And I mean, it's still a really good game.
1% done of God of War. You basically just installed it, and then that was it.
I installed it, and that was it. Yeah. But yeah. No, I played the little tutorial in the beginning where you know, they show you how to call your son and do shit like that. But yeah,
that's why I said 1%.
Yeah, 1%. Spider-Man was dope though. Like I really just liked that game in general. I liked all the Spider-Man games before it, so I knew I was gonna like it. And it's just like
my number one is Spider-Man.
So. I figured.
Yeah, I mean it was great. The character redesigns, the suits, just the upgrades, everything, the whole entire photography aspect as well. Added like a whole nother thing to it. Like, I just got like I don't know, I just got captured just in that alone for like a couple hours, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I want to, you know, get a picture of him beating someone's ass or flipping or flipping or in this suit and that suit and like at nighttime and then with this filter and with this and that and make it look like a comic book and yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you wouldn't really know anything about that though. I'm just saying.
I 35%. That's one third of the game.
Dick.
Nah, it's a good ass game. And these games, honestly, these games were the ones I was mostly anticipating. That's why they were all must-cops for me.
So, what's number one, Blops or COD, whatever the fuck you were
playing? Yeah, it's Call of Duty. Yeah, fucking, I mean, the thing about Call of Duty, I can get on it, play a couple games, and get off. You know, with the story, it's like, you know, one mission, and you got to keep going with the story. The story's so fucking good, you got to keep going, you can't get off. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, it's just, and plus I'm a Call of Duty head. I have every Call of Duty every year when it comes out. I get it and I fucking go to town.
Except for that you suck, right, or something like that.
I'm a fucking beast. Get out of here.
You weren't when you first started playing again.
Yeah, but I was new and I got the shit down pat. 1v1 me, bro. 1v1 me.
I won't, but I'll tell my brother, and I bet you he'll beat your ass.
Oh, whatever. I bet a fig on it.
You said COD, right?
Yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Let me talk to my brother. I might have to do that.
I'll take that up, then. Bet that up. All right, what's your number one?
Let me talk to him, bitch. Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. What's your number one?
Fuck, what's your number one? Oh, you already said.
I said,
let's keep it pushing.
That's it. we burned through that. All right. So TV, this was actually hard for me because my normal shows weren't on really this year. So, and I've been slacking on TV too. I've been slacking on TV like I've been slacking on video games. So, what about your number three TV show this year?
Did I even write down TV?
I don't know.
Fuck. I didn't, bro.
I mean, I kind of know a couple of your favorite shows, so.
To be honest, I would probably put Mayans up there.
I was going to say that.
That was really good. I didn't get to finish it just because I streamed it.
Mm-hmm.
I streamed it on the internet. And, yeah. Anyway, Fire Stick It. Yeah. So I did that. Let me just name off some of the shows. That Haunting. Was it?
The Haunting.
Haunting, yeah. Of Hill House.
Of Hill House. Yes.
That shit was really fucking good.
Yeah.
I put that up there probably number two.
Okay. Then, that's my number one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck, I put it as number one then, to be honest. That's probably my number one, to be honest.
Bro, it captured me. It captured me, bro. I'd fucking burn
everything
through
else
that
I watched on TV technically is like anime.
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and get into my number three and number two then. So my number three is The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Trash. Reason
it's number three is because I still like the show, but it, like you said, it's just fucking brutal now, bro.
Trash.
It's like trying to like each episode and trying to find the positive and everything. And I mean, they've had some solid episodes this season, but yeah, the way it ended kind of pissed me off a little bit, and some of the other shit pissed me off a little bit, but. It's my number three regardless, just because it's my show. And then my number two is Shameless. I don't know if you've ever seen Shameless, but I love that show. It's a comedy. Have you seen it?
Seen what?
Shameless.
Oh, yeah. I didn't finish this season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's another one. I mean, honestly, I probably only watched about three shows this year. Wait, hold on. Did Punisher come out this year or last year? I can't remember.
I don't want to say last year, but it came out last year.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But basically, all the Marvel shows were trash. So I was like trying to think and look back on everything. I think the only thing I really watched was like Shameless, which was good. Gay Jesus. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Then no, fucking
no, fuck you, yeah.
Mayans, and then fucking Haunting.
Tight, solid, bro. Dope. All right, movies. I'm very curious to hear what your movies are.
This is another. I actually like kind of struggled with this list, to be honest. I honestly struggled. I think. They're going to be all Marvel movies, to be honest.
Okay.
Number three is going to be Black Panther.
Okay. Was that, that was this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
February. That's crazy.
Damn. Yeah, you're right. Black History Month. How can I forget?
Damn, racist.
Nope.
Of course
a
white boy would do that.
Nope.
Trying to keep the black man down.
No, what's racist is it's not on my list.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, that's mad racist.
Of course, a white boy wouldn't have it on there.
I love that movie though. That's definitely an honorable mention.
Yeah, I love it so much that you don't even put it on the top. Damn, racist.
All right,
cracker ass cracker.
I love it. All right, number three for me is Avengers.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my number two.
Well, it's number three for me because of that bullshit they did with my homie Hulk.
Hey, but he got pieced up because he's a bitch, though.
Damn, see why you got to add salt to the wound, bro?
Because he got chopped in the throat and then he got pieced up. Like one, two, three, four pieces, five pieces, six pieces. I don't know. He got like an A piece from Thanos and then fucking he picked him up and slammed him.
That's some bullshit. And you know it. But let's go ahead and get.
Is it really?
Let me go ahead. You know, whatever. Moving on. I'm getting into my number two. Right? You ready? Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. Venom. That's right. I said it. I ain't taking it back. I ain't taking it back either. What's good? Who wanna talk shit? Mm-hmm. Reason it's my number two is because it's a sleeper hit. Everyone was sleeping on it.
Mm-hmm. Even I did.
Everyone was sleeping on it, and then it fucking blew. It was surprisingly good. And on top of that, it fucking killed the box office. And I was just like, damn. And it actually, dead ass, I don't normally watch movies twice. It's not my thing. I watch it. I get my fill with it. The only two movies I watched twice this year, Black Panther. I'm not saying that just because you called my ass out earlier.
I think but,
no. In all honesty, I've seen it in theaters twice. It was really fucking good. And Venom. And
theaters. So when you say in theaters,
and
you
Venom
on a little stick, right?
Nah, man. I support.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Like it wasn't the same thing like how you did for Michael Myers, where you fell asleep just watching it?
No. I watched it with the homies, and I watched it with my girl twice. Okay. So yeah, Venom. I actually seen Venom twice, and I was shocked that I maintained, you know, it maintained my attention throughout the second watch. So, what about your number one?
Into the Spider-Verse. Morales Into the Spider-Verse.
It was a really fucking good movie.
It was probably, I honestly got to say, it was the best movie of the year.
You want to get into a review right here, or you want to save it for episode 52?
Save it for the episode.
All right.
It was fucking amazing. I really did.
You just got my dick hard, bro. I was about to just let it loose.
That's gay as fuck, bro.
What, bro? About the movie. About the movie. Why you got to be gay like that, bro? About the movie.
It's not gay for gay, but that's
I was ready. I was ready, bro. I was ready to do the review right here and there, but it's cool. We'll wait.
In her butt? Whose butt?
What? I don't know, bro.
You gay, bro. Hey, so I do got to say, because, like, I do have a top five. You know why I have a top five. But so I do have an honorable mention that didn't make it to top five. And I do got to say, this movie deserves a lot of credit, because most live action anime movies to really shitty, and they end up deviating and changing and this and that. Like, I get it. It's a movie. Whatever. But the way that this movie, you know, took on the anime, just trying to do the first small arc rather than trying to do, like, the complete first season and making it, like, a fucking, you know, the first 50 episodes into, like, a two-hour, you know, movie. Yeah. They didn't do that. They took like the first 10 episodes or like 12 episodes and made it into a movie. Bleach. The live action Bleach movie. Fucking amazing.
Fucking amazing. You heard it here. From Gil's mouth to your ears.
If you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, please do yourself a favor. Watch it. Because I feel like somebody who's not a Bleach fan could even enjoy it. But if you are a Bleach fan, you should have already watched it. And you know if you know. You know if you know.
Yeah, and if you didn't watch it, and if you didn't watch it, you're a fake fan. So,
well, you can go fuck yourself. So yeah. Anyways, yeah. Get into the fix.
Well, no, I got my number one.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't really matter, but okay.
Well, it does, because I have a health fart. A health fart. A heartfelt.
You have a heart fart. A health part?
I got a heartfelt story behind my number one.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Incredibles 2 is my number one.
Okay.
Yep.
I haven't watched that yet, but okay.
Incredibles 2 is my number one. And I know you're like, well, it was okay, but it wasn't all that to be number one. But it was for me, because it was the first movie I took my kids to go see in theaters. So,
oh, that's what's up, man.
Yeah. So, and I really enjoyed the movie. It was still a good movie, you know, and the anticipation was crazy for it, because it took like forever to have the sequel. My kids loved it. They sat down the whole time. It was just the best movie experience I've ever had, in all honesty.
Definitely makes it worth it. That's what's
up. Yeah. And now my son doesn't want to stop watching it. He watches it on repeat. I at least watch it once a week now. So, yeah. But yeah, so that's my number one. And I mean, that's we're at Figs, man. We're at the grand finale.
You want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll start it off. My number 10 is kind of a cheat, a little bit.
Why is that?
Because I put my customs
Oh man, what the fuck?
I know. But I did a lot of like kind of like little kit bashes and customs this year that I really just enjoy doing and love having on the shelf. Because it's more than just a figure, it's kind of like artwork, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my number 10. I had like the Doctor Strange head sculpt finally got painted from Sculptor Shelf. I did my Skeletor custom, which was a complete kit bash of like three different figures.
Whoa. So like all of them are your number 10?
Yeah. That's why I said I'm kind of cheating. It's just because like I bought pieces, you know what I mean? And I kind of put them all together. So my number 10 is just my customs that I did. I did a couple this year and that's it.
You did a couple.
I kit bash them together. I have a painter. Yes, I have a painter.
Give credit where credit is due, bitch.
Yeah, definitely. He just don't have no handles though, so it's like I'm gonna give his address. Like, yo, shout out to
your ghost rider.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him like I'm gonna give his government, his social, and his address next time when I give him a shout out. Because he has no handles, bro. I'm like, yo, you need to promote your shit. I can get you business, but. It's whatever. So he's one of those nameless heroes.
Okay.
Yeah. So what about your number 10?
Hold on, I don't have my list. Let me pull my list back up. I'll pay you. Oh, yeah, my number 10. How can I forget? So this one I cannot put anywhere higher because it is a knockoff.
Okay. There's an exception. Sure that you know. There is an exception to this, though, and that's why I'll allow it.
Because the quality of it, because it's really
well, good. Not just the quality, but because of the how fucking rare and expensive this figure was.
Well, originally it was only 300. Now it's fucking 600. But I mean, see how I said only? Now, yeah. So the fucking Figma Deku.
Yes.
Figma Deku. There's no way I'm going to be owning a legit one unless the reissue, I can snag one of the reissues.
Yeah, so which I hope pre-orders go up for that.
I'm being very diligent on that. I'm hoping I can snag one, but I'm going to actually try to snag like fucking two or three. But yeah, the Deku. Figma Deku knockoff.
There you go.
Number 10. What about your number 9?
My number 9 is a Lizard Build-A-Figure. It was a very easy Build-A-Figure, but I really like it. It's the only one I built this year. I used to go hard on the Build-A-Figures, but this was the only one that caught my eye. And, yeah, I'm happy to own it. Sitting there with the villains.
Can't relate, but okay.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. One day.
Most of that wave is trash, to be honest.
But yeah, I know, but I
there's only a couple pieces.
I think I sold off a couple
that I want.
Yeah, I bought the ones I wanted and then sold the rest off. So
yeah. So my number 9 is actually a model kit.
Okay.
It's a Gundam Epion.
Okay.
This is a Gundam model kit that I've been wanting for a while. There's actually so on my list of top 10 figures, there's a few on here that I've been wanting for a long while now. Three in particular that, like, in February I made a post on my Instagram saying, like, my top 3 figures that I've wanted that I want to get and buy. And other than one, I've been able to obtain all 3. One is the Deku. I haven't been able to obtain the legit one yet, but I kind of got it, so this kind of counts.
It's a win. It's a win.
So yeah, but I was able to obtain all 3 of them. However, one's still on the way, so it didn't make it to the list. If I did have it in hand, you best believe it.
Why don't you insert?
No.
Insert modern.
I can't. I can't do that.
No. Hear me out. Insert honorable mention.
Okay, so honorable mention would be the SAS Ken Kaneki, the super articulated statue.
The ASS, the ass one?
The SAS.
Oh, okay. I wanted the ass one.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So shove it up your ass. I gotcha. So you're number eight.
The red Stormtrooper from the Entertainment Earth 4-pack. I always wanted this figure, and I just I didn't want the 4-pack. So, someone had it for a cheap ass price on eBay, and I swooped on it. So I'm happy to have the figure and own it. Now I have almost all the Stormtroopers from Black Series. So
nice,
yeah, nice, man. Completing shit. You know what I'm saying? It always feels good to complete like something, you know, that you're trying to collect. When you get all of it, you're like, yeah. So, what about you?
Okay. Got my number eight. So number eight is like one of my favorite characters, like in gaming. Mm-hmm. However, this company started off really strong, had some QC issues, kinda. With the plastics and stuff like that. Storm Collectibles, Akuma. So the reason why I can't put this up any higher is because it does definitely have issues. So I have the Goki or the Shin Akuma version from San Diego Comic-Con. However, all the Storm Collectibles that are male figures have the same type of articulation, everything after this Akuma. So what they did is that they gave it a shin swivel, which I fucking hate because they kind of made the ankle fatter and bigger to where it goes over where the ankle rocker should be at.
Yeah.
So now they rub and it can't, you know, you can't really utilize the ankle rocker technology that they used to have. So before it just used to be a ball inside of a socket and then it used to have like really good range of motion. So they kind of impeded it in a way. So now you kind of just like got to move the foot a little bit, plus move the calf, and I just don't like it. I've never liked that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just rather have what they had before. So I think that they everything else about the figure, like around the hips, they changed that up to where it won't pop out of the ball and socket on the hip area.
Mm-hmm.
It has better range of motion there, but what they fucked up is they fucked up on the ankle rocker. So it's like they took like one step forward to take two steps back type of thing, I feel like, almost, or like one step forward, one step back. Is like now rather than it being a hip issue, now it's that ankle rocker articulation type of issue. And like for a lot of people that pose and do ACBA, that's honestly like a killer for them, is that right there.
Yeah. I wouldn't know about that, but, you know, I know how much you talk about articulation and shit, and it's like, I hear a lot of bad things about articulation coming out of Storm recently.
Yeah, well, it was just that, and then also some of their QC issues, like the Chun-Li
from,
what do you call it, New York Comic Con?
Yeah.
Dude, they made the plastic go up too high, like almost covering the neck socket. Mm-hmm. So it's like it just looks weird and looks funky and can't move all that well without popping off. And you got to definitely mod it. If you don't mod it, then it's just not a great figure. And then to be shelling out, you know, 50, 60, 70 bucks per fig, these things shouldn't be having these type of issues.
For sure.
And what about your number eight or number seven?
I did eight.
Okay, your number seven. Ooh,
my number seven is the 14-inch Hawk.
Marvel Damn, Selects. You just got that too.
Yeah, I just got that, but it is a fucking awesome fig. It is so big in my hands. I know I made that joke before, but it's just
a veiny motherfucker.
It's you know, I don't know if I told the story on the cast or if I told you, but I was in FYE and they had a loose NECA. It's the NECA, right? Hawk from Avengers?
Oh, yeah, the quarter scale.
Yeah, the quarter scale. They had a loose one, and it was on sale, and, like, it was a clearance item, and it was on sale. Like, and it was, like, 100-something bucks. And you told me to get it, and I hesitated. I waited one day. I only waited one day. went back the next day to get it.
Hesitate fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah. The next day I went to go get it because you finally talked me into it and it was gone. I regret it ever since. And this is kind of like my, my compensation for it because it's the next biggest hawk that I could find. And I got it for a cheap ass price, $30 on Black Friday. So
yeah, that's not a mad. Really good fucking price.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So I love it. That's why it's my number 7. And what about you?
My number 7 is going to be another Storm Collectibles. This is actually one of the better releases of the whole entire year. And it was actually a figure that I wasn't really looking forward to. It's the Storm Collectibles Heihachi from the Tekken 7 line.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got this just because they're going to be releasing Kazuya shortly. That should be coming out within the next like month or so. They're going to be releasing Jin, and I want to have the whole entire Mishima clan. And basically, for all of Storm Collectibles, is I have one of every single character that they've released so far, other than you know, the sidelines like Mike Tyson and Hulk Hogan. I don't have those yet. I plan on getting them at some point.
Yeah,
but everything else, like as far as Street Fighter, I have one of every character. Mortal Kombat, one of every character. Like, I have every single character. So I was like, well, I might as well. And I actually ended up liking this thing a whole lot more than what I did, because it did have the newer leg articulation, like the hip articulation, but it also did have the old ankle rocker technology. So this is what they should have went with.
Mm-hmm.
For Akuma, Evil Ryu, Violent Ken, all of them should have went with that. Oh, shit, I don't have those two... those two yet. Violent Ken and Evil Ryu are the only two that I'm missing out on.
Pretty sure you'll get them.
But one has like a bunch of them. Yeah, one has a bunch of them on lock. And shit like that, and then I'll go get them. But yeah, man. This figure is pretty fucking dope with the accessories. Actually, like, I had a fun time taking pictures of them because my cousin let me use her, like, Olympus 7000. I don't know, some shit like that. I don't know, her professional quality camera, and do like that was like the first time I used like a real legit like $1,000 camera.
Yeah,
some shit like that. I forgot. Like she said something like that, and it was fucking amazing. Like good fucking pictures, great yeah. fucking pictures, and just yeah, I really love the fig. It's just that the character I'm just not totally in love with. That's why I can't really put it up that much higher.
Okay, I feel it, dude.
What about your number 6?
My number 6 is the Vegeta Pops that Dario got me.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Bro, these pops.
These aren't even fucking articulated, man.
They don't have to be articulated.
Supposed to be articulated.
Bro, we are in collectibles.
Figs, man. Top 10 figs.
Top 10.
You don't have a fucking pop on a motherfucking fig.
Hey, bro, this is legit, all right? And you know it. So Dario looked out this year when he went to...
Dude, I cannot respect this right now.
I don't care. It's I did it, okay? Shout out to Dario.
Can you pick something else, please?
Damn, bro, really? I'm about to give a shout out to Dario and everything.
All right, go ahead, man.
It's a pop figure, bro. Pop go figure. Ahead,
man. It's really not, but okay.
Damn. All right, well... Pop vinyl.
Stop throwing in figure. It's not a fucking figure.
What, bro?
It only has one point of articulation, the fucking head that can move left, right, left, right. That's it.
All right, it's but still, I'm just saying, though. I'm doing it. I don't care. This is, you gotta
go,
let it
I mean,
go.
Go ahead.
All right, go so, the Vegeta don't pops respect, he got bro. Me. He got me the Majin Vegeta signed by Chris Abbott, and he got me the Chrome Blue Vegeta. He looked out, and yeah, I really appreciate it, Dario. Thank you for my number 6. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gil. Damn, man.
Are we done?
Yeah, go ahead.
So number 6. It's not a...
It's not a pop.
No, it's definitely not a pop. And it's definitely like not one of the most expensive. It's not a really expensive figure. It's really not. It's the SH Figuarts Son Goku.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the $35 one. Just I've wanted a Goku figure. I did not get the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive one that they had from like years ago, because that figure goes for like $120.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna fucking pay that. So to get this is a nice, Oh my Jesus Christ! Replacement or whatever, like constellation for it, because it actually has better articulation with, especially the hip area, because it has the newer diaper looking articulation. I don't know. That's the best thing I can think about it. Where it's like the triple layered, like where
I'm laughing because like, it kind of makes sense, though.
It does look like a diaper. I mean, lightweight. So, anyways, but then this one I got over at San Diego Comic Con, so it also came with the power pole as well. So yeah. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I really like this figure, and then just to have them in a base form is pretty dope.
It's a solid figure. Till
they come. Yeah, for sure. I can't wait to get the Super Saiyan Blue one that they come out with next year after the movie drops. And then I actually have a I already talked about it, but I have a Super Saiyan Goku coming. The person just has to give it to me. They already have it. They just need to give it to me. It's actually like winnings from a bet during football season.
Nice, bro. You stay winning them bets with the figs, bro.
Yeah, pretty much.
I need to stop betting you.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to lose another one with that COD bet with my brother, because I'm pretty sure he'll beat you. But anyways, okay. Yeah.
All right. Dope. All right,
your number five.
My number five is another Funko Pop.
I'm fucking with you, dude. I'm sorry, I draw the fucking line there.
My number five is the Mike Tyson from Storm Collectibles. As you know, I think I've said this on the cast multiple times, and Gil knows. I like getting figures and seeing progression on figures, and one day I will do a book or something on it. But I had the Jack Pacific Mike Tyson from the Rocky Balboa collection, and I customized it a little bit. I got the belts online. I didn't fully customize it. I still need to get the gloves, but I will get the gloves. And I bought the belts online, and I was really happy with that Mike Tyson figure. Even though it has shit articulation because it's a Jack Pacific. I was still happy with the sculpt and stuff.
Well, I mean, shit, if you're happy with the fucking pop being on your top 10
face. And then I got the, you know, the Storm Collectibles one, and I really wanted it, pre-ordered it a long time ago, finally got it, and yeah, because it's a dope figure. Just like you said, all the articulation and shit. This one is out of the package, and yeah, man, it's a dope fig.
I'm surprised you even know how to do that.
Ha, funny.
But
yeah, what about your number five? Yeah.
Okay, top five, getting down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, man.
So this is another Dragon Ball figure, Dragon Ball Z figure. Now this is another one that I've been wanting for a long time. Now since I was able to go to Comic-Con this year, fortunate enough, shout out to Juan, because he hooked it up. To be honest, Broly. I've always wanted one. Now they have three different ones, and each one goes for about 100 plus. And I never wanted to pay that much, but I was lucky and fortunate enough to actually go to Comic-Con, get one for myself, pick it up, you know, get it myself, and don't have to pay the resale or anything like that. And now that I have it, it is a great fucking figure. I love it. Just the one thing that I would change is the feet are a tad bit too small, but you know, despite that, the extra hands, the extra face, the effects, everything else, fucking great, fucking phenomenal. Just the feet are a tad bit too small, and then they're gonna definitely change that with the next Broly figure.
Yeah, definitely the movie one. I might pre-order that one. Broly would be on my list too, but I'm still waiting for him. The model kit one, he'd be on my list, but you know,
Keep on waiting, bitch.
Subliminal shots. I will. I'll keep waiting, man, in hopes that one day.
You'll get them.
I know. All right, you ready for my number four?
Not really, but go for it.
This is a special one. This figure means a lot to me. It is
Miles.
Held. Nope, it is held in high regard. Miles would be included in my number 10 with the customs.
Fuck, dude, you should have put him up higher. To be honest,
nah, it's nice, but it's not nicer than this custom, or should I say, Chubstum, the Predator, Samurai Predator Chubstum is my number four.
That is actually a really nice picture. It was so nice that you actually did an ACBA shot with it, you know, at, you know, toy photography, you know, the whole entire toy picks. You actually experimented with that for your first time ever. It was that fucking nice that it actually made you do something.
Yeah.
That, like, go out and take pics, and you're like, holy shit.
Yep.
So, and, yeah, I can understand why it's on the list, top four.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking custom.
I started doing toy photography, and I retired on top with that picture, to be honest. It's just, that's it. One and done. But, yeah, so.
Went in done too soon. He was gone too soon, taken from us too soon.
You know, I'm not going to lie, though. I gotta give it to Chubbs. He made it easy. The fig's so good, it shoots itself, to be honest. Like, it's just, it's a dope custom. I appreciate it, Chubbs, a lot. And, yeah, that's why it's number four on my list. So.
Let me see. Number four on my list is the Storm Collectibles Shao Kahn figure.
Mm.
This thing.
Solid.
Massive as fuck. It is solid. The extra head, the helmet, the hammer, the hands, the throne piece. Just all of it. It's a.
Got big, a whole hefty, dial for solid. This motherfucker.
Yeah, I did get a dial just for this thing. It's just. This fig is like no other, man. It was one of my most anticipated figs, for sure, by the Mortal Kombat line. And this was going to be like the first fig besides, or the first character that they were going to tackle besides the ninjas, which have been basically just repaints and just different accessories and shit.
Yeah.
And it did not disappoint. The articulation is on point. The fun factor, just, it's amazing. I took a lot of fucking pictures with this thing. I just fucking, I love it, man. I fucking love it. It's amazing.
Nice.
I just can't say enough. Yeah. How much I love it. So it's one of those figures that I can't stop fucking with.
Yeah. Yeah. You play with it. You diddle with it.
Yeah, for sure. Like I pick it up a couple times a week and like mess with it.
Yeah. Shit. Like most of your list is Storm Collectibles shit.
Well, they're so fucking great.
Yeah.
But just with the articulation with the lower leg thing, that I'm not too fond of. And that's honestly why I haven't picked up the Violent Ken or Evil Ryu yet. Is because everything after the
Akuma.
After Akuma, the production of Akuma has that articulation. But that's only for the Street Fighter. That's not for Mortal Kombat. Luckily. So thank God for that. I'm just hoping that the other fighting properties that they have, they don't implement that same bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Come on, y'all made your money. Spend a little bit more money on tooling.
For real.
And some new sculpts out there, you know, not just heads.
All they gotta do, like, leave the hip leg articulation, just go back to the original ankle rocker technology that they had.
Yeah.
That's all they need to do. Go back to that shit.
That's it. So Gil's saying you can even use the same body. He don't give a shit. Just get his articulation back.
Yeah, basically.
That's it. So.
You're number three?
Are you reading a magazine?
No. Why?
Oh, it sounds like you're flipping pages.
That?
Yeah.
That's my beard, bro.
That's your beard. Beard on fleek.
Always.
All right, cool. My number three is a Voltron Trans. Look at that. Voltron, 1997 Voltron from Trendmasters. It was a die cast reissue of the original. And I've waited a very long time to buy it, and it was a good price on eBay, and I bought it, and I love this thing.
Had to get it.
Yeah, it was one of the very few figures I had when I was little. And yeah, brought back memories, and I had to get it, and I'm happy with it. Plus, I got the Netflix one to put next to it, so, you know, sticking with my new and old thing, going on.
Right on. And talking about, you know, new but old, LEGO Zero Model Kit.
Boom.
Now, this is something that I've been wanting for, you know, years, for a while now. And I was able to see it at a local toy show. And the dude had it, you know, marked for like 100-something bucks. Like, I think like 120 or something like that. But I was talking to him and this and that. Dude knocked off like 30-something bucks. Like, I think I got it for like 80. No, I think I just got 85. So, like, he knocked off like 40 bucks off of it. Like, he definitely did mark it up. He knew that he marked it up. Retail, I think, was only like 60, 70 bucks, some shit like that. So he's like, yeah, give me 80 bucks, man.
Yeah.
Talking to him and all this other shit. Shout out, no shout out to him. Honestly, a big fuck you to him. He's a fucking piece of shit motherfucker.
Damn.
Because Seth, it's the same piece of shit that fucked us on our fucking Lord Draken, Scott Zillner. The guy who fucking runs Power Morphicon. So fuck you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck you, because I would be on our fucking top list if it wasn't for you, dickhead.
Fucking puto.
You fucking pinche wee.
So anyways, you're number two?
My number two is...
thanks for Deku. The discount, though. Whoa, Deku's your number two?
Deku's my number
then
two.
Then I know what your number one is.
You know
what
my number one is, yeah.
Yeah, because of the anime, that's why.
Yeah. Deku's my number two.
He would have been my number one, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I love it.
But you have a reason not to make him number one.
So, yeah, exactly. So Deku's number two. I love the figure. I got a legit one, which is even before. In all honesty, bro, I did not think they were gonna make the KO because it'd been a while. Usually, when they do a KO, it comes out like the following week. You know, like some guy in fucking China or Japan, wherever they make the KOs at, is just sitting there like buying the fig off eBay and then freaking making, you know, plates to make copies of that shit like the following week. But this one took a really long time to make fakes. I was tired of waiting. Actually, me, you, and Dario had a conversation about like figures that we regret not getting
and this
when
they
first came out. And this was one of those figures.
Well, I didn't
figures.
Even know about it when it first came out. I wasn't even watching
yeah,
anime.
A lot of us didn't.
And then when I found out, I think it was like almost too late. But when I found out about it, like it was about to release and somebody had one up for sale for 85, and I was like, fuck that, I can find it cheaper. And I was like, oh wait, retail was 85. Fuck, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
I never seen it that cheap ever again. Ever again.
Well, I got it for the very low price of three billies.
Price, huh?
Yeah. And my brother split it with me, which I appreciate that. So I technically only pay $150, and I got
tight,
the head.
Tight.
I got the head sculpt, and that's the reason why I was willing to pay so much, because that head sculpt by itself was selling for like $100, and I was like,
see?
Fuck, and I had to have it. So yeah, that's my number two. I love the figure. I will never sell it. I don't care, unless they reissue it and then they go up again. But then. Obviously, I would sell the new one that I would buy. So, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yep. What about you? What's your number two?
My number two is the Mega House Devilman.
Mm-hmm.
And this came out like last year, I think, or 2016, my bad. But this is one that I got from D Amazing. And just...
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to him. But the fig plus... Falling in love with Devilman Crybaby. That was my number four for animes this year.
Mm-hmm.
It just made me want that fig even more. Because, like, I wanted it. It was interesting. And I remember it coming out. But I was like, I don't even fucking watch that, like, anime or whatever. And then, well, because it was a Japan property and I never watched the older one.
Yeah.
And then I knew that was, like, an updated, different look. But then when I seen the Netflix Devil May Cry Baby and it looked exactly like the fucking fig, and I was like, I need that fucking fig. And then I had seen that it was going for, like, $120, $130, something like that. And I was like, original retail, like, you know, $90 or something like that. And I was like, well, it's not that bad. But I was just like, I'm not going to spend that right now. And then when D put it up, it was less than retail. And, like, $20 less than retail. And I was like, yo, that's a great fucking deal. I can't find it anywhere for that price. So I was like, give me that shit. I'll take it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was dope. And just the, combined with the anime, like, I just, like, if there's an anime and I can have the figs of it, I fucking want it. Or, like, a show, whatever. Like, of course, Dragon Ball. Of course, like, you know, Mortal Kombat. I really wish that we had some good Castlevania figures, because there's no good Castlevania figures other than the McFarlane ones. And honestly, like, the Dracula and the Alucard and all those, like, they're okay, but they're not well articulated.
Yeah.
And they all go for like 100 something bucks.
Damn.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to do that. Fuck that.
Yeah, fucking so tight, though. So, shout out to D Amazing, because he hooked you up with this. And he also is hooking up with your honorable mention, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so shout out to him on the anime figs. That's what's up.
Yeah, for reals, man. He's actually doing a purge right now, where he's getting rid of, like, a lot of other figs. Like, he picks them up and he buys them because they're cool.
Yeah.
But he's trying to, like, really only focus with, like, I think he says Storm Collectibles, some Mezco, and then Kamen Rider figures. Like, he's pretty much getting rid of everything else. So.
Damn, tight. Well, one person's loss is your gain. So,
yeah, hell yeah.
It's not even really a loss either.
Yeah, because he's been selling off, like, what you call it? Figuarts, what you call it? Star Wars figs, like the Naruto figures, Dragon Ball Z figures, just like a little bit of everything, man, to be honest. Hella Figmas and all kinds of other shit.
Tight.
Yeah.
So check them out. Check them out. Get you some.
I'm pretty sure everyone's
some cheap anime fix. Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely does sell them for a good price. What about your number one, man? What's your number one?
All right. So my number one is Ryo. If you don't know who Ryo is from Ronin Warriors,
because I was gonna say from what's it called? Ultimate Fighter 98 or some shit like that. They have a Ryo.
It's the Ryu from Samurai Troopers, aka Ronin Warriors, if you watch the US version. So it says model kit, but it's really not a model kit. You just put the armor on and you can take the armor off. So I don't know why they called it a model kit, but the real version, because they made a, you know, the one company came out with it and then another company bought the molds and made their own with less quality. So I don't know.
It's like third party.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to call that a KO because they had the original molds. It was just a lesser quality, and it wasn't as good as the original. So, the original I couldn't find for no good price, bro. I mean, like $1,000, $800, like it was always stupid high, especially for Ryo since he's the main one, he's the leader. So, he's dumb expensive. I found it for $400, bro. And I this is the most money I spent on one figure this year. On one figure, you know, the Deku was the second, and it's also second on my list, but yeah, I spent $400. I managed to talk my girl into letting me get this. I don't know how. Well, I know how. I approached her with babe, I wanted this for my whole life, even though it wasn't out for my whole life. I was like, I wanted this my whole life. This is $1,000 action figure. I can get it for $400 right now. This guy, and I got it from like some guy in like Australia or Switzerland or some shit like that. So I literally had to do Google Translate back and forth with him to talk Like, he wasn't understanding shit. So I would actually put his messages in Google Translate, translate it, read it, and then reply back, and then copy and paste that and send it back to him, literally. And I was just asking him questions like, is it legit? He was like, yeah, I bought it from Japan. Because over there, you got to think, they probably have them in fucking stores and shit. In like Australia and shit, they get it like that. So it's an awesome fucking figure. I did not know it was metal when I got it. The armor is metal. And the figure, yeah, it's die cast. Just the armor is die cast. The rest of the figure is a really like high grade plastic. It has like, you know, four face switch outs. You can take the armor off and put it. I don't know if you remember the show, but remember how like the armor, they had the armor sitting down before they would. Yeah, they actually have that stand. So you can actually have the armor sitting down and then have him, you know, standing next to it with no armor on, but like before the transformation. So it was really fucking cool. I was actually thinking about buying the KO from what's his name on Instagram?
I don't remember. That was a long
time. I don't remember. Yeah, I was going to buy the KO from him just to take the armor and put it on the stand and have him standing next to it. I thought it would have been cool, but I changed my mind because even the KOs for that figure are selling for like $200. So I was like, damn. Yeah, I'm good. But yeah, that's my number one, man. It was a hard to get figure and I really, really, really wanted it and I finally got it. So it was my white whale. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It was my white whale.
Okay, for sure. My number one.
Bring us home, Gil. Bring us home.
Kind of a fig that's been out before, but I got to group all these separate figs. I mean, because it's just a repaint. The Mortal Kombat Ninjas. Now, these were technically out last year, but...
You didn't get them to this year?
No. I definitely did get some last year. Okay. But different variations this year.
Got you.
So we got Reptile this year.
Mm-hmm.
We got Ermac this year.
Mm-hmm.
We got Rain and also Smoke. We got four NK Ninjas, different accessories. Of course, none of them have repeat accessories. None at all.
Which is good.
Very, very unique and individual. Not on the sculpts, but as far as the accessories, and even some of the hands, like Rain comes with the palm that's shooting out water, the lightning effects with Rain, the smoke effects, the clip-on effects with smoke, and then even like the stand, like where you can put it onto him, kind of like jumping, which is pretty dope. But Reptile, the heads, he has two different heads, one with the open mouth, one with the closed mouth, two different tongue switch outs where he has a long tongue and a short tongue, the acid effects for his hand, and then also with Ermac with his psychic effects, his telekinetic effects that he can put on his hands, as well as the whole entire effects of ripping the arms out of the socket. Just fucking great, and I love it just because all these figs you could use together and for different things. Just because like last year Noob Saibot came with a head ripping off effect, and then this year Ermac came with the arm ripping out effects. Hopefully someone will come with like maybe like a waist ripping effect or maybe like leg ripping effect, some other type of
fatality. So you can effect. Yeah, you can swap out pieces.
Yeah, definitely, which is pretty fucking dope.
You can even make a rainbow ninja.
You mean chameleon?
No. Like you can like put like Scorpion's head and have another one's body, and then and then you can have another one's arm and knee pad.
No.
Whatever.
But I mean, you can if you want to, but no.
But yeah, you don't want to. I feel it. But no, what you're saying is you can swap shit. I get it.
Yes.
And that's tight.
Yeah. Swapping is tight.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's your list, guys, for the year. I think that was a pretty good list, man, for everything, you know, comics, movies, figs, anime,
video games. We touched on pretty much everything.
Yeah, everything. I mean, this seems like it's been a solid year, man, for pickups and you know, shows and movies and shit. Like, it's, and there's a whole bunch more, you know. We only did top three, so you know, otherwise we'd be here forever if we did like top 10 for all of them.
Yeah.
Like a 3-hour episode.
Look at how long it took for just Figs.
Yeah.
2018 was definitely a hell of a year. Looking forward to 2019, man.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the show, with linking up with the RLU, expanding and growing our network and our show, most importantly. Hopefully growing the Instagram page a few hundred followers.
Yeah,
hopefully growing the listener, you know, get some more listeners and stuff like that, get some more guests, more interviews, all that shit.
Hopefully we get some t-shirts going, some stickers. I am working on a new design or logo, I guess, something more appealing for t-shirts and stickers. So that's definitely coming in 2019. That and a shit ton more Figs.
Yeah, hell yeah, Figs for sure.
Yeah, so yeah, that's it for our bonus episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Geek Out Show. You know,
so, yeah. So shout outs as usual, Dario, the boys with their toys, Chubbs, Mike, and Nate. They had an awesome show this past week. Shout out to Juan over at CFA. Shout out to Record Trader. Seth's local comic shop, right?
Yeah, Ralph over there, Record Trader. He's my one.
I remember.
Yeah, he's my one. He's my one.
Yeah,
he's the one for me.
You're stupid. So shout out to everyone that we fuck with. Shout out to, you know,
all of shout out to everyone who fucks with us.
Yeah, well, all of our friends. I don't want to say, you know, followers or listeners, but shout out to like all of our friends that we got like group chats with and like, you know, smaller chats with and this and that, and
people who hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah, everybody that we've had as a guest and all that stuff, we appreciate it. Anybody who's liked and shared our stuff, we appreciate it for sure. Like for us,
definitely.
So here's to 2018. Looking forward to 2019. Hopefully, bigger and better things.
Yeah.
So till next year, everybody, make sure to stay geeked up and geek out. Ooh, like what I did there. Until next week. Until next week.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Like, I heard someone else drop off the call. I don't know who.
Seth came back.
Right?
Yo, I just got done watching that trailer. Us.
Why is there two of you on the fucking call?
I have no fucking clue, bro.
It's the FBI or the CIA or some shit like that. Hello?
Yo, okay, don't talk to it. Because what if it talks back? It's going to freak me the fuck out.
Hello?
I know, right? Yo, I just watched, you see that trailer, Us, yet?
Nah.
It's like, it's a horror movie from the same guy who made Get Out.
Oh, what the fuck? This is Seth Left the Call.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, dude? Then I have seen that trailer, but I didn't pay attention to it because I watched it on Christmas.
Yeah,
but we were in a restaurant though.
Yeah, so this is, I just got done watching it. I was showing Mike, and now I'm fucking calling myself and shit. What the fuck?
All right, mess me with that bullshit. All right, are you ready?
Yeah, a couple seconds.